I love the first reading for today because I remember growing up in Vietnam, which is a predominantly Buddhist country. There are certain times throughout the year that the Buddhists would have offerings for the dead or for the soul. And of course, they would cook grand meals for the passing souls. And of course, they cannot eat those meals because they're afraid those are offerings for the dead. And if you eat the food of the dead, then they will come back and haunt you. So they are very afraid of not eating those food. So they just expect all the Catholics to come and kind of gather all those food. And I remember as a child, I would be so happy on those days because I could go and get like a boiled chicken or like good cooked meal for free. Because we Catholics eat everything. Right? We eat everything because what we have heard in the first reading today, that God made everything for us. He had made them clean, made them holy. Therefore, what we're called to do is the cleansiness of heart, the cleanness of heart, not just what in the food, right? And that's what's important for us because God had granted all life. And for us to be good stewards of that life. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, we should not let any dietary restriction or any dietary laws really define us and our faith, our commitment, and who we are as believers. And this is what's important for us then to realize. For me, I still struggle with this the every day because I have a complex family situation. Half of my family, my mom's family, are still Buddhists. And I pray every night for their conversion, that they come to know Christ as well. Some of them are Catholics, but many of them are still Buddhists, including my own grandmother and a lot of my uncles and aunts. And I pray that they come to know Christ in their own way, in their own time. Perhaps in this lifetime, perhaps in the lifetime to come. But that they come to know Christ and love Him. And we have heard that we must then live our faith. So that our faith shine forward and allow other people to see Christ in us and through us. When I go to see my family in Vietnam, I never impose my faith upon them. But I try my best to live my faith so that they know that this is not just another ideology, another agenda, another way of life, but this is truly what I believe. My grandmother would always ask me when I stay with her in Vietnam, "Oh, I thought you're a priest. Why do you have to go to church on Sunday?" Because when I'm in Vietnam, sometimes I don't have the liberty to do mass because of all these things that are imposed by the government. So I attend church like everyone else. So she asked me, "Why do you have to do all of this?" Because I told her, because this is who I am. Could I come to church in order to receive the body and blood of Christ? And there are times, too, that she would ask me, why do you have to be a priest? Why do you have to be celibate for the rest of your life? Again, I told her, this is who I am. I tried to let my faith, my commitment, to show her that it's much more than what she has known, what she's comfortable with. So all of our faith, our life, too, my brothers and sisters, it to show and to testify that we believe in Christ, who is the sheep gate. Without Him, there's no salvation. Without Him, there's no happiness and the abundance of life. Christ said very clearly that He came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly, whether we know it or not. And I will end my homily today by truly saying this, I praise God every day for purgatory. Because I'm looking forward to purgatory. And I'm also looking forward to the day where my own family, who do not know Jesus at this moment, Perhaps in His infinite mercy and wisdom, will give them a chance in purgatory to truly purge themselves and to know Him deeply and more connected, and to spend eternal life with Him in heaven. Purgatory is this part of purging, purifying, and bettering ourselves so that we love Christ completely, totally, and wholeheartedly. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, that we hear the gospel reading today, the gospel reading that remind us that there's only salvation in Christ Jesus, may we be that message, that testimony, that witness of Christ Jesus for those who do not believe yet, and also to find joy in Him always.